TACHAMMER program time. It's only money time.
It's only money. Listen carefully and do only what Mini Money says.
Mini Money says subtract 2. Square root of 7. Mini Money says multiply by 3. Mini Money says subtract 20.
You now have a final answer, and that's the amount you win. It's only money.
Now, be a winner. Your final answer is the amount you win. If you live in St. Paul proper, that's St. Paul, you call me at 774-0368. 774-0368.
The Innovator, Donaldson's Brookdale. It's here, now, a new concept in shopping magnificence. The most beautiful store you've ever seen. The Innovator, Donaldson's Brookdale. Futuristic lighting, invisible, subtle, yet it explodes like the dawn. The Innovator, Donaldson's Brookdale. Triple adjacency with parking on three sides, fronting on a plural promenade, joining four major department stores, a fusion new in the shopping world. Plus, scintillating satellites, dozens of shops, presenting wares and services of every imaginable kind. But the Innovator is unimaginable. Donaldson's Brookdale, where you arrive with amazing ease on superbly conceived highways. Donaldson's Brookdale, the Innovator.
Sitting in the meadow, frolic in the grass, wouldn't you be lazy? They all smile at you. Never do you worry, never do you sew. Everything is crazy, everything is slow. They all smile at you. Have a bottle of Coca-Zoo.
But Coca-Cola with that taste you'd never get tired of.
Mike Samoshek Jr. of St. Paul. It's only money. How much? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how much?
$19.
No, I'm sorry, it's not. It's only $10, Mike.
Okay.
It's only money. A new game starts in just moments.
You'll crow about your bargain when you buy your 1968 Chevrolet from Grossman. Buy your car or truck from Grossman Chevrolet, 1304 East Lake Street, Minneapolis.
KTWB.
There's a rummage sale this Friday and Saturday at the St. Rose of Lima School in Roseville. KDWB there. Blues theme by the Arrow.
Fair skies. Robert Sumrow, the KDWB 5450 News Final. Required, a regular news feature of STP oil treatment used by the first 8 place winners, the 1967 Indianapolis 500. Required $911 million worth of aircraft losses by the U.S. to destroy $320 million worth of North Vietnamese facilities for an almost 3-to-1 cost ratio in July. Those figures provided by Defense Secretary McNamara in August were released yesterday in Senate testimony. Two holdups in Minneapolis. Details in 1 minute from KDWB News.
May 31st, 1967. More than 3 out of 4 drivers at the Indianapolis 500 start out with STP on their side. And that includes winner A.J. Foyt, along with the 7 drivers who finish right behind him. The Indy 500. 500 miles of flat-out torture for a car's engine. 500 miles where STP in the oil can make the winning difference. STP is the racer's edge. And it makes the difference in your car, too, old or new. STP oil treatment keeps any car running smoother, cooler, quieter, longer. STP cuts the friction, cuts the clatter, and it cuts the mustard. In A.J. Foyt's car at Indy, in your car on a Sunday pleasure cruise. Have your service station add a can of STP to your oil and get all the power your engine packs. STP is the racer's edge.
Between 3:30 and 4 this afternoon, a lone bandit held up the People's Federal Savings and Loan Association in Minneapolis, 832 Marquette Avenue. Police describe him as good-looking, between 25 and 30, about 5'10", 150 pounds, dark hair. He was wearing a white car coat, dark shoes and trousers. He put the money in a red money bag and fled. No car was seen. The Anchor Laundry at 25th and Bloomington in Minneapolis held up this morning at 7:30. Two youths, 18 to 22 years of age, about 5'6" to 5'7" tall, escaped with $200. The one was not visible because the clerk on duty was made to lie face down on the floor. She said that one was armed, wearing a black-necked Arctic ski mask. Police are investigating. Twin Cities Police, working with two branches of federal authorities, Narcotics, the Food and Drug Administration, have made 22 arrests in connection with marijuana, LSD, and non-related offenses. KDWB News asked local Narcotics Bureau Director Ernest Hall whether there was any connection between these arrests and those made recently by Bloomington Police. He said there was no connection, although some of them might have been acquainted. Director Hall named six of the persons arrested for selling marijuana as Richard Crosby, Jeffrey Gary, Sawyer Rank, Bruce Rayburn, Matthew Mayer, and John Wilkerson. He said no arrests involved or no narcotics were involved in those arrests. Rank was arrested just before midnight Tuesday after a high-speed chase. He was cornered by a police car at Ashland Dale. After police fired several shots at his car, he'd taken flight west on Summit when he found St. Paul detectives, University of Minnesota police, and officials of the Food and Drug Administration waiting for him at his home. The Boston Red Sox took the big one today. They downed the St. Louis Cards 8-4, knotting the World Series at 3 games apiece. That rubber game tomorrow. Weekend weather. Weather for the Twin Cities, fair and warmer this afternoon, continued fair tonight and tomorrow. Cool again tonight, warmer tomorrow. Light winds variable this afternoon, southerly tonight. High this afternoon near 50, low tonight 32, the high tomorrow 62, the low tomorrow night 42, little chance of rain. Fair skies in the Twin Cities, wind out of the south at 10, relative humidity 58%, Twin Cities temperature 44 degrees. This has been a regular news feature of STP Oil Treatment. Remember, the first time you need oil, every time you change oil, add STP Oil Treatment. Robert Summer reporting the KDWB 450 News Final.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play.
Peter Paul and Mary and I dig the rock and roll music. Jack Hammer program at 4:55, KDWB, it's only money time. New contest starting in just a little bit here in the Big 6:30, so stand by if you will.
KDWB.
Here we come.
Hear it as it happened in August inside KDWB's Secret City. The Monkees' Secret City rerun is coming Friday on KDWB.
Just how much money can you save next payday? Only $20? And you still want a savings certificate that pays top return on your money? Then there's only one answer. Come to the First National Bank of St. Paul and put it in a 5% savings certificate. Other savings institutions also offer 5% certificates, but they ask for minimum deposits of $100, $500, even $1,000. First National Bank of St. Paul wants everyone to enjoy the special benefits of certificate savings. Guaranteed 5% interest, compounded every 90 days to earn 5.17% effective annual return. And $20 is all it takes for a savings certificate at the First National Bank of St. Paul. Get big bank safety at Minnesota's oldest, St. Paul's largest bank. Member Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
There's a musical explosion coming to the Twin Cities, and you won't want to miss it. It's the world-famous singing group of college and high school students called Up With People. This big production has 200 students on stage offering a new beat for a new generation with 28 original jet-based songs. It's a sing-out paced with guitars, trumpets, trombones, and drums in the vibrating rhythm of youth. This show is big and links a big idea with a big beat. Up With People has appeared in colleges, music halls, and cities all over the country. The Denver Post said of the show, the entire audience rose to its feet and cheered through 8 encores that followed a stellar 2-hour performance. See and hear Up With People at the St. Paul Auditorium, 8 p.m. tonight. It's a must show for the whole family.
1966 flashback, tagged on this one by the Hollies.
Bus stop where day she's there, I say, and reshare my umbrella.
Is it true what they
say about Lord Douglas and Liz Taylor?
Yes, they're both in the movies. Just last week, Lord Douglas was seen at a drive-in.
Hear Lord Douglas at midnight on KDWB, St. Paul.
If you don't want me, give me a little shelter. If you don't want me, don't leave me on now.
All right. Give me a little sign, if you please. Brenton Wood. It's on the Big 6 Plus Critics Survey at KDWB 503. Tack Hammer program time. It's only money. New contest starting in just moments right here in the Big 630. Remember, on the It's Only Money contest, you can only win once. One time only. Give everybody a chance to cash in.
Join the cola dropouts. You get a whole new feeling with wings.
Turns your taste on.
Wing sparkles like liquid diamonds with a flavor that's icy light.
Wing tunes you in.
Wing tingles with crystally bubbles.
It's the flavor that's out of sight.
Diet or regular.
Wink. In the 10 ounce, no deposit, no return button.
All our boyfriends call us the lovables in a lovable way.
Are you a nature lover? Well, you'll be wild about Lovable Sweetheart Bra, with just enough fiberfill padding for a soft, round, natural look. Sweetheart has a pretty plunge front, too, and comfortable straps that stretch. Not expensive either, just $2. And while you're shopping, enter the Lovable Sweepstakes. You may win a trip to Europe from Lovable.
Here's how you catch Sam the Sham of the Pharaohs, plus the Shamettes. Be at Bimbo's Friday night and Sunday night. Catch them with a new generation Friday night and with Dave Brady and the Stars Sunday night. That's Bimbo's, 243 Cedar Avenue, just off campus.
Hey there, little Red Riding Hood.
Bimbo's with Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, plus the Shamettes at Bimbo's, where the action really is.
It's only money. Listen carefully and do only what Mini Money says.
Mini Money says add 7. Mini Money says multiply by 2. Mini Money says divide by 7.
Remember your answer. That's the number you start with when Minnie starts again. It's only money.
The Richfield Village Players opens this season with the Torchbearers this Saturday and Sunday at the Woodlake School in Richfield at 8 p.m. Bobby Vinton at 5:06. And please love me forever.
Please love me forever.
Don't stop loving.
508 KDWB, it's great! With non-stop music time, coming up the second of two, Association and Never My Love.
Skies. Robert Summer reporting the KDWB 510 First Edition. An FBI informer has testified in his trial at Meridian, Mississippi. 18 men and the deaths of three civil rights workers. The man, believed to be James Jordan, said members of the Ku Klux Klan bragged to him about how the victims were chased along a rural highway, slain, and then buried under an earthen dam. Israel reports her planes have shot down one of two Egyptian MiGs that flew over the Suez Canal today. Striking steel haulers began voting today on a proposed settlement of their eight-state, two-month-old work stoppage. However, violence continues in Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Michigan. In Detroit, Ford Motor Company, the United Auto Workers, work behind a tight news blackout toward an agreement to end that 35-day-old auto strike. Between 3:30 and 4 this afternoon, a lone bandit held up the People's Federal Savings and Loan Association of Minneapolis, 832 Marquette Avenue. Police described him as good-looking, between 25 and 30, about 5'10", 150 pounds, with dark hair. He was wearing a white car coat, dark shoes, and trousers. He put the money in a red money bag and then fled. No car was seen. It required $911 million worth of aircraft losses by the United States to destroy $320 million worth of North Vietnamese facilities for an almost 3-to-1 cost ratio in July. Those figures, provided by Defense Secretary McNamara in August, were released today in Senate testimony. In the House today, Speaker John McCormick denounced those critics of Vietnam policy who, in his words, dissent without responsibility. McCormick got a standing ovation from the congressman. In the Senate, Senator Fulbright, leading foe of U.S. policy in Vietnam, made an acid reply to Senator Everett Dirksen's defense of those policies. Fulbright said the war is weakening freedom both in Vietnam and the United States. The unemployment rate took a big jump in September, up from 3.8 in August to 4.1 last month. The Labor Department says the jobless rate rose because of an unusually large number of women who are looking for jobs. Are the stars out tonight? Can't tell if it's cloudy or bright, because we've only got ice for you. Details on that and all the sports in 1 minute.
The future dawning with a bright and shining glow.
The thrill of discovery is everywhere in Walt Disney's The Happiest Millionaire.
Golden sparks light up the skies there, like a thousand Fourth of July's there.
The Happiest Millionaire, where the discovery of young and exciting new talent explodes on the screen like a thousand Fourth of July's.
No shilly-shallying, no dilly-dallying, it's ever ringing now.
Tommy Steele, the most electrifying new personality since Walt Disney brought Julie Andrews to the screen.
Are we dancing?
Leslie Ann Warren, Rodgers and Hammerstein's original Cinderella girl, and John Davidson, Broadway's handsome young singing sensation. Discover these three sparkling new talents together with Fred McMurray, Greer Garson, and Geraldine Page in Walt Disney's The Happiest Millionaire.
See the Northwest premiere of The Happiest Millionaire, now showing at the St. Louis Park Cinerama Theater. All seats reserved. Get your tickets now at box office or mail or charge at Dayton's.
The Minnesota North Stars will start Gary Bauman in the nets against St. Louis tonight. This will be the first game in the NHL for both teams. Cesar Maniago and Carl Wetzel, the North Stars' other net miners, made the trip, but they probably won't see action. Coach Ren Blair said Bauman did the best job in training camp. He said all three played well, but Bauman gave the most consistent work. The rest of the North Stars' lineup still unsettled. The last time the Green Bay Packers lost a football game, November 6, 1966. The victors, the Minnesota Vikings. Next Sunday, the Vikings will try to do it again. They play the Packers in Milwaukee, the Minnesota club, a 20-point underdog. Boston evened the World Series count at three games apiece today as the Red Sox pounded the St. Louis Cardinals 8-4. Red Sox manager Dick Williams, delighted with Boston's victory, but sorry that Gary Wisniewski didn't get the decision. The Red Sox beat the Cards 8-4 in the World Series, evening at three games apiece. John Wyatt, pitching in relief, the victor. Williams said, "I wish Wisniewski could have gotten the victory. He did a heck of a job. I told him we went out to take him out. He threw his best as long as he could. I wanted six innings out of him. He came pretty close." Williams revealed he sent his two-game winner, Jin Lomberg, home after the Red Sox sewed up the game with four runs in the seventh inning. "I just wanted him to beat the crowd and go hide until tomorrow." Lomberg will pitch.